Chippewa Falls, W228 P. Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump and the rest of the GOP hopefuls have made last-minute pleas to Iowans to get out and caucus tonight, despite below-zero temperatures.
You can't sit home. If you're sick as a dog, you say, darling, I've got to back it. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it.
Our new CBS poll puts him in the lead nationwide. Nikki Haley fares best in a matchup with President Biden. Much of the country's in a deep freeze, including Memphis, where it's a bone-chilling 14 degrees.
Got like some hummus and pretzel chips, but I did stock up on like milk, bread, the usual.
At least four deaths in Oregon are blamed on the Arctic blast, including two people who died of suspected hypothermia. Boeing says it'll increase inspections of its 737 MAX planes as part of its response to the Alaska Airlines blowout earlier this month, and it'll send a team to the manufacturer of the door plug involved in the accident. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has seven sets of proposed maps to consider as new boundaries for legislative districts are put in place by mid-March. They come from the governor and from Republicans, Democrats, college professors, and partisan law firms. The high court ordered new maps in a landmark ruling in December. The Iowa caucuses are tonight, the first step to the Republican Party convention in Milwaukee this summer. Former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he won't be there if Donald Trump is the nominee. Donald Trump Jr. says that's fine with him.
He's the rhino that the America First movement despises. So if he doesn't show up to the convention in Milwaukee, no one gives a damn.
Trump speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A man has been charged in connection to a Barron County home invasion that took place in December. 33-year-old Ryan Charpentier of Little Canada, Minnesota, is facing a number of charges, including being a party to a crime for armed burglary, physical abuse of an elder person, and use of a dangerous weapon. Charpentier is accused of taking part in the armed robbery of a 70-year-old man in his home, stealing over $13,000 and various other items. He was identified as the owner of a car seen outside the home. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers are proposing another income tax cut despite previous vetoes by Governor Tony Evers. The proposal would cut income tax for families earning up to $200,000 per year, lowering the tax rate from 5.3% to 4.4%. Previous iterations of the bill would have cut taxes for families making up to $405,000 per year. The newest proposal would reportedly cost the state about $1 billion per year. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Packers with another win in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a huge upset win over the Cowboys, 48-32. It's the sixth time in a row the Packers have won in the Cowboys Stadium, including Super Bowl 45. They led 27-7 at the end of two quarters. Matt LaFleur.
Fortunately, you know, we built a lead that was too big to overcome.
Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love.
It was huge. You know, I think that was the key for us coming to this game was to run the ball well.
Love threw three TDs with a quarterback rating of 157. Romeo Dobbs on the Packers' young receiver core.
It's amazing, man, how young we are as a group. I just feel like the most important area is just sticking together.
Up next, the Packers face the 49ers in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks with an exciting win, 143-142 in overtime in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard with a game-winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
It was like we had the game and they stole it from us and then, you know, we took it back at the end.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be brutally cold with a wind chill from minus 20 to minus 30 today, tonight, and again tomorrow. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of only zero. The wind west at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 8 below. Tomorrow it'll be mostly cloudy, slightly warmer with a high of 4 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 11 below.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at CivicMedia.us. Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall.
Very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King holiday. And I maintain that, you know, people don't really know anything at all about who Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was. They heard the I Have a Dream, excerpts of the I Have a Dream speech, but I was a young man who my entire young life was filled with watching Reverend Dr. King. And 14 years, I was 14 years old when he was assassinated. And for 13 years, Dr. King moved across the earth fighting injustice. His life was taken from him at 39 years of age, but he did some amazing and wondrous things during that time. He was 39 years old when his life was ended, but he fought a hell of a battle. And there are times that I believe that, you know, sometimes it might have been in vain, because things today, in many instances, haven't gotten any better. So I want to do this. I want to now go to another one of, I think, one of his greatest speeches. It's called The Other America. And so we're going to play some of that, and then we'll give you an opportunity to chime in on the other side. This is Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King with The Other America.
Dean LaPierre, Mr. Bell, members of the faculty and members of the student body of this great institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there are several things that one could talk about before such a large, concerned, and enlightened audience. There are so many problems facing our nation and our world that one could just take off anywhere. But today I would like to talk mainly about the race problem, since I'll have to rush right out and go to New York to talk about Vietnam tomorrow, and I've been talking about it a great deal this week and weeks before that. But I'd like to use as a subject from which to speak this afternoon the other America. And I use this subject because there are literally two Americas. One America is beautiful for situation. And in a sense, this America is overflowing with the milk of prosperity and the honey of opportunity. This America is the habitat of millions of people who have food and material necessities for their bodies, and culture and education for their minds, and freedom and human dignity for their spirits. In this America, millions of people experience every day the opportunity of having life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in all of their dimensions. And in this America, millions of young people grow up in the sunlight of opportunity. But tragically and unfortunately, there is another America. This other America has a daily ugliness about it that constantly transforms the buoyancy of hope into the fatigue of despair. In this America, millions of work-starved men walk the streets daily in search for jobs that do not exist. In this America, millions of people find themselves living in rat-infested, vermin-filled slums. In this America, people are poor by the millions, and they find themselves perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. In a sense, the greatest tragedy of this other America is what it does to little children. Little children in this other America are forced to grow up with clouds of inferiority forming every day in their little mental skies. And as we look at this other America, we see it as an arena of blasted hopes and shattered dreams. Many people of various backgrounds live in this other America. Some are Mexican-Americans, some are Puerto Ricans, some are Indians, some happen to be from other groups. Millions of them are Appalachian whites. Probably the largest group in this other America in proportion to its size in the population is the American Negro. The American Negro finds himself living in a triple ghetto, a ghetto of race, a ghetto of poverty, a ghetto is to deal with this problem, to deal with this problem of the two Americas. We are seeking to make America one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now let me say that the struggle for civil rights and the struggle to make these two Americas one America is much more difficult today than it was 5 or 10 years ago. For about a decade or maybe 12 years, we struggled all across the South in glorious struggles to get rid of legal, overt segregation and all of the humiliation that surrounded that system of segregation. In a sense, this was a struggle for decency. We could not go to a lunch counter in so many instances and get a hamburger or a cup of coffee. We could not make use of public accommodations. Public transportation was segregated, and often we had to sit in the back, and within transportation within cities, we often had to stand over empty seats because sections were reserved for whites only. We did not have the right to vote in so many areas of the South. And the struggle was to deal with these problems. Now, certainly they were difficult problems. They were humiliating conditions. By the thousands, we protested these conditions. We made it clear that it was ultimately more honorable to accept jail cell experiences than to accept segregation and humiliation. By the thousands, students and adults decided to sit in at segregated lunch counters to protest conditions there. And when they were sitting at those lunch counters, they were in reality standing up for the best in the American dream and seeking to take the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the formulation of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Many things were gained as a result of these years of struggle. In 1964, the Civil Rights Bill came into being after the Birmingham movement, which did a great deal to subpoena the conscience of a large segment of the nation.
All right, if you're just joining us, this is Dr. King's The Other America. As you know, I have an opportunity to honor and celebrate, as many will today, a special day set aside for Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. But I am blessed and honored to have an opportunity, and thank Civic Media for giving me an opportunity to present Dr. King in a manner in which I think he deserves to be presented. Have to take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789. We'll take some calls towards the end of the speech.
From the small.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Special edition of the Earl Ingram Show as we honor Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And this is The Other America. Calvin, if you please.
Seat of morality on the whole question of civil rights. After the Selma movement in 1965, we were able to get a voting rights bill. Now, all of these things represented strides. But we must see that the struggle today is much more difficult. It's more difficult today because we are struggling now for genuine equality. And it's much easier to integrate a lunch counter than it is to guarantee a livable income and a good, solid job. It's much easier to guarantee the right to vote than it is to guarantee the right to live in sanitary, decent housing conditions. It is much easier to integrate a public park than it is to make genuine, quality, integrated education a reality. And so today, we are struggling for something which says we demand genuine equality. It's not merely a struggle against extremist behavior toward Negroes. And I'm convinced that many of the very people who supported us in the struggle in the South are not willing to go all the way now. I came to see this in a very difficult and painful way in Chicago over the last year where I've lived and worked. Some of the people who came quickly to march with us in Selma and Birmingham were active around Chicago. And I came to see that so many people who supported morally and even financially what we were doing in Birmingham and Selma were really outraged against the extremist behavior of Bull Connor and Jim Clark toward Negroes rather than believing in genuine equality for Negroes. And I think this is what we've got to see now, and this is what makes the struggle much more difficult. And so as a result of all of this, we see many problems existing today that are growing more difficult. It's something that is often overlooked. But Negroes generally live in worse slums today than 20 or 25 years ago. In the North, schools are more segregated today than they were in 1954 when the Supreme Court's decision on desegregation was rendered. Economically, the Negro is worse off today than he was 15 and 20 years ago. And so the unemployment rate among whites at one time was about the same as the unemployment rate among Negroes. But today the unemployment rate among Negroes is twice that of whites. And the average income of the Negro is today 50% less than whites. And as we look at these problems, we see them growing and developing every day. And we see the fact that the Negro economically is facing a depression in his everyday life that is more staggering than the depression of the 30s. The unemployment rate of the nation as a whole is about 4%. Statistics would say from the Labor Department that among Negroes it's about 8.4%. But these are the persons who are in the labor market, who still go to employment agencies to seek jobs, and so they can be calculated. The statistics can be gotten because they are still somehow in the labor market. But there are hundreds of thousands of Negroes who have given up. They've lost hope. They've come to feel that life is a long and desolate corridor for them with no exit sign. And so they no longer go to look for a job. There are those who would estimate that these persons who are called the discouraged persons would be 6 or 7% in the Negro community. And that means that unemployment among Negroes may well be 16%. And among Negro youth in some of our large urban areas, it goes to 30% and 40%. And so you can see what I mean when I say that in the Negro community, that is a major, tragic, and staggering depression that we face in our everyday lives. Now, the other thing that we've got to come to see now that many of us didn't see too well during the last 10 years, and that is that racism is still alive in American society and much more widespread than we realize. And we must see racism for what it is. It is a myth of the superior and the inferior race. It is the false and tragic notion that one particular group, one particular race is responsible for all of the progress, all of the insight, and the total flow of history, and the theory that another group or another race is totally depraved, innately impure, and innately inferior. And in the final analysis, racism is evil because its ultimate logic is genocide.
All right. Dr. Martin Luther King, The Other America. We're going to take another short hiatus. Don't touch the dial. We're going to listen to some more of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and The Other America.
Walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
Tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
C-103. Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The weather for the next few days will be bitterly cold, with highs in the single digits and potentially dangerous cold wind chills in the mornings. Today will be mostly sunny, windy, and cold, with highs only in the single digits. Cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are rising in Wisconsin at the same time vaccination numbers are down. Boston University's Dr. Monica Wang says health experts need to counter misinformation online.
We as researchers can do a better job about communicating our science, and that means we start communicating our results and our processes in language that's easy and accessible for everyday people to understand.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum says vaccination rates for school children are up, but are still well below pre-pandemic levels. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A defense attorney has filed a motion to impeach Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes and the entire sheriff's department as witnesses in his case, bringing District Attorney Wade Newell's fear to life. Weeks ago, DA Newell recommended that Sheriff Hakes not be involved in investigations or evidence handling going forward due to a Brady issue concern from his time with the Chetek Police Department. Sheriff Hakes is currently under investigation by the Chippewa County Board, which is nearing its conclusion. Wisconsin will begin offering a summer grocery benefits program for kids through the United States Department of Agriculture. The organization says it will provide benefits for families with school-aged children during the summer months. As for many food insecure children, school meals are essential for nutrition. The EBT program will give families $40 per eligible child per month to buy groceries. The USDA estimates the program will serve nearly 21 million children and provide $2.5 billion in benefits. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Packers with another win in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a huge upset win over the Cowboys, 48-32. It's the sixth time in a row the Packers have won in the Cowboys Stadium, including Super Bowl 45. They led 27-7 at the end of two quarters. Matt LaFleur.
Fortunately, you know, we built a lead that was too big to overcome.
Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love.
It was huge. You know, I think that was the key for us coming to this game, was to run the ball well.
Love threw three TDs with a quarterback rating of 157. Romeo Doubs on the Packers young receiver core.
It's amazing, man, how young we are as a group. I just feel like the most important area is just sticking together.
Up next, the Packers face the 49ers in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks with an exciting win, 143-142 in overtime in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard with a game-winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
It was like we had the game and they stole it from us, and then, you know, we took it back at the end.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold is slapping us this week, prompting wind chill advisories now until noon, where it's feeling as cold as 25 below and high temperatures today feeling more like negative 15. Tonight, another wind chill advisory goes into effect at 6 and lasts through tomorrow afternoon, as it could be feeling like near negative 30. It's 9 below zero at our studios.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Some people think we don't have the right
to say it's my country. Before they give in,
they'd rather fuss and fight
than say it's my country. I paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and welts on my back. This is my country. For me to go second class. We've survived the hard blow, and I want you to know that you'll face us at last. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, the other America, I advise you, if you get a chance, to listen to the rest of that speech in addition to many others. I'm going to be revisiting those speeches for the rest of the month. And so our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Your thoughts? It's Dr. King holiday. And there are people who really don't have any concept or idea at all of who this man was and the impact that he had in his short 39 years of life. And on not just here in America, but addressing inequities all over the world, the poor, the tired, the huddled masses yearning to be free, the very things that our nation was founded under, and what many of us claim to love about the nation, he challenged it and exposed it to the world. And I have to say that after all of these years, this guy from Turning Point USA and Donald Trump and the Tucker Carlsons and many others who want to try to denigrate Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, if Dr. King was alive today, he'd still be marching. He'd still be fighting. Because injustice is still here. It hasn't left. You know, like to hear your thoughts on it. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm a few years older than you are, so I remember those days, and I loved Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. What he spoke about resonated not only with the people of color, but with
the
women
poor, right.
And at the time with the young poor men dying in Vietnam, and so that's why we marched. That's why we went together for women's rights of the poor people and rights of the people of color. And when you listen to him, he spoke to us. It was like he was speaking directly to us, individual. And I, at 73, I'm willing to march because right now I think that there is a certain sector of this country who wants to roll back this time and put us back to where we were in the late 50s, early 60s. And I'll tell you one thing, I'm not going back. I am not going back. And I talk to young people the same way that he actually talked to us. I don't want hatred. I want love.
Hey, Susan, let me.
But I want right.
Now, Susan, let me ask you. At a time that people want books taken out of the library, history books, telling the history of what took place in this country. And, you know, I mean, what are your thoughts? Because the history of that time is still, well, unfortunately, it's dying off. Because this should continue to be taught in the schools. Because it wasn't so long ago. And once you stop teaching that, then it reappears. And we're at a point in the nation where a lot of this is reappearing. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, actually, I have an 8-year-old granddaughter, and I am building a library for her. And the library includes a history of this country and every banned book that these people are banning. Because I want her to read that. I want her to know of the history of this country and how people were treated. And I want her to know how hard that certain sector of this country worked to bring freedom and justice for all people.
Hey, Susan.
I do believe in the Constitution.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. I really want to hear your thoughts on it. You know, I'm going to continue to speak on what's truthful, what's factual, whether it hurts people's feelings or not. You know, truth is the truth. Tom from L.A., good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that.
Which is what Dr. King believed in, which is, you know.
This is what Dr. King believed in, which is what all of the great, let me just ask you this, because this is the way I feel. When people work together and things get done, and I am going to use sports as an analogy, the Green Bay Packers, how it's a whole team effort right now, and how good it feels to be winners and be winning, you know, these games, because we're all working together. It's not about just one person. I find that when people work together and they come up with an end result that is really positive in their life, that it just feels good. And I don't understand people that are, I'll do it on my own. I made it on my own. Because I don't think that makes a person feel really good in their soul or in their heart. I think that's an ugliness. I mean, that's my definition, I guess, of hatred or fear. So I would just hope that people would open up their hearts and think about love. Don't think about fear, or what we sometimes call hate, and embrace the people in your community. Embrace the people that are around you.
Well, Tom, especially those who profess to be Christian. And so what Dr. King was a Christian pastor. And so he clearly talked about Christ, Christian ethic, and challenge people who profess to be Christians. We kind of deal with some of that today, man. Some evangelicals who profess to be that, you know, are still walking kind of that same path of, you know, separation and all those kinds of things. And so I would just say, excuse me, to people, you know, Google Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's greatest speeches, and you would be touched beyond imagination of who this man was, the impact that he had, and the fact that, you know, even though he's been given this day, it pales in what this man did. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Doc, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl.
You got to turn your radio down, Doc.
Oh, okay.
You turned down already? Okay.
Are we good?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay. Well, first of all, a great program this morning, and the two previous callers were excellent calls. Kudos to that sister that's talking about making a library for her 8-year-old granddaughter. That's the kind of thing we need. Where do I begin? Earl, you know I'm a few years older than you are, so we came up back in that era.
Right.
And there was just a great, great time for activism and people getting together and loving one another.
Yeah, it was magical, right?
It really was. It really was. And I just wanted to say, you know, I have some friends, white friends, that I'm trying to twist their arm, you know, to listen to this program and others, especially today. And, I can tell there's an ambivalence, you know. I mean,
yes.
I just don't understand. I'm calling in this morning to say apathy. I think apathy is what's helping to drag this country down, and we just have to have less apathy and more caring. And I have a very dear friend. He's in his early 50s, and he's raised two biracial sons from day one. And I started to talk to him about Martin Luther King Jr., and he had no idea. Well, he knew who he was, obviously, but he didn't know the impact that he had, and he didn't really know the man. And so, like you said, Google the speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., because people, we've let the cat out of the bag here a little bit. We have to keep on educating people.
You know, Doc, we lived during a very special time. You were a Vietnam veteran. You knew Dr. King and the impact that he had on challenging that war. As long as Dr. King was integrating lunch counters, there were those who respected and loved him. But once he started talking about the war in Vietnam, he signed his death warrant. And so if you, and as I say to people, you know, I'm not here today having this kind of dialogue and conversation to make people feel bad, because many of the people who are here right now didn't have anything to do with those times. But it doesn't belie the fact that those times and this history was horrid, and the fact that there are some things that are still going on today in this nation, the wealthiest nation on earth, that there's so many poor people, never mind the issues with race, but there's so many American people who are homeless and poor, man, veterans eating, sleeping under bridges, eating out of garbage cans in this great nation, right? Got to do a better job, Doc. Thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Got to take a short hiatus. Our phone lines are open, as always, for you. 844-967-2789.
Unjust, I live equal as a nation. This is my country. Or live equal as a nation. This is my country.
.5 The Tap. Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I really know how unique a time that I was blessed to be born in, and many from my generation. And I've never forgotten it. And whoever I am, it is based on being a wide-eyed young boy during a time of just unrest, unbelievable unrest in our nation and in the world. And the fact that a young man, like Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who was born for that time, took on the mantle and put his life on the line for all of us to address the ills that did exist in our nation at that point in time as they exist today. And so we can either, you know, ignore it, as many did during those times, as many are doing today. And our nation will never be able to live up to its creed. Dr. Martin Luther King challenged it. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. What a beautiful man he was. And yes, our country is not perfect. And yes, our history should be displayed. And I believe statues torn down, destroyed, doesn't do that. We should, I guess, look at our history and realize our mistakes, but how far we've come. Because I think even today, like in 64 through 68, that the Republican Party voted at a greater percentage for civil rights than the Democrats did. And I believe they're doing that today.
Okay, so CJ, maybe you didn't hear me when I talked about Turning Point USA, where Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson spoke with all Republicans just this past week, who with the leader of Turning Point USA going to trash the history of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And so, you know, when you tell me how far we've come, you know, that's from your perspective. It's not from the perspective of a person of color who's lived through those types of things and who sees the world through a very different prism than you.
Well, I'm sure you do, and that's the beauty of America.
Well, that's not, CJ, that's not about the beauty of America. That's about the fact that America needs to be challenged to live up to its creed.
Martin Luther King spoke of the spirit of America being destroyed, and I believe that.
Hey, so let me ask you something, CJ. What is the spirit of America? What was the spirit of America?
Earl, one party's fighting for school choice.
No. Dr. King was not talking about parties. I live that. I never heard Dr. King talking about parties. So you said he talked about the spirit of America. Let's talk about that spirit of America. Go ahead.
You spoke of party all day, and you bring up Republican leaders.
Hey, CJ, I didn't mention parties one time. The only time parties were mentioned was you. You just came on, you brought up party. I didn't mention it once. You can play it back, and you won't hear me mention party at all until the end.
Kirk. Turning Point USA, the president.
I just brought that up.
You didn't talk about
that. CJ, I just brought that up, right? You know, I just brought that up. I didn't mention, Dr. King didn't mention parties at all during this time. As a matter of fact, Dr. King was a Republican. Or did you know that?
School choice.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call. You know, this is not about, you know, school choice. What has happened in this country, what continues to happen in this country, needs to be addressed. Dr. King lost his life addressing it. And so, you know, whether people want to hear it or not, it's Dr. King's holiday. There are people who are celebrating it. And I've done my part to try to give people a different view on what it is. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you as always, Calvin. Could not do it without you. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, may God rest your soul. I'll be back on tomorrow.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest, not a chance. Or
just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, Republican presidential